Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine two of the world's biggest democracies shaking hands at the White House and announcing a trade deal that could reshape the global balance of commerce and geopolitics. That is exactly what happened in early February 2026 when Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Donald Trump unveiled a landmark bilateral trade framework. First, let us understand the state of India-US trade before this new framework. Bilateral trade between the two nations hovers around $190 billion each year, making the United States India's largest single trading partner when the European Union is not counted as a bloc. Yet the relationship has been a blend of deep strategic convergence and persistent trade tensions. India consistently runs a trade surplus of $35 to $40 billion with the United States, a fact that has irked successive U.S. administrations. Under President Trump, who returned to an aggressive use of trade instruments after 2025, a blanket tariff of 25% was imposed on a range of Indian exports, textiles, gems and jewelry, leather, engineering goods, pharmaceuticals and even hardware linked to IT services. Now, why did energy become a flashpoint? After Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, Western nations slapped sanctions on Russian energy and largely boycotted Russian crude. India, needing cheap oil, stepped in as a major buyer of discounted Russian crude. By 2005-06, roughly 40% of India's crude oil imports came from Russia, up from about 2% before the war. This arbitrage saved India billions of dollars but also created friction with the United States and the European Union. In response, Washington imposed an additional 25% tariff specifically targeting countries that bought Russian crude, and India was squarely in the crosshairs. The new framework announced at the White House contains three headline components. First, the base reciprocal tariff on Indian goods entering the United States will be cut from 25% to 18%. This reduction matters a great deal for sectors such as textiles and garments, which are India's second largest goods export to the United States. A lower tariff makes Indian apparel more price competitive against Vietnam and Bangladesh. It also benefits the diamond cutting and jewelry industry in Mumbai, which ships about $8 billion of products to the United States each year. Generic drug manufacturers like Sun Pharma, Dr. Reddy's and Cipla will see lower duties on finished formulations, while auto components and other engineering goods will enjoy a modest boost. Services, including IT, remain untouched because they are not covered by goods tariffs under the existing regime. Second, the enabling extra tariff of 25% will be removed, but only if India can demonstrably reduce its reliance on Russian crude. This clause is the most geopolitically sensitive. India imports roughly 85 to 88% of its crude oil needs, domestic production accounts for merely 12 to 15%. Russian crude, bought at a discount of $10 to $15 per barrel, helped keep the annual import bill, estimated between $130 and $150 billion US, manageable. Switching away from Russian oil would mean turning back to pricier Middle Eastern and West African supplies, inevitably raising domestic petroleum product prices. Moreover, India's long-standing doctrine of strategic autonomy, the desire to maintain independent relationships with major powers without formal alignment, faces a new test. The conditional removal of the tariff signals that Washington is willing to wield trade levers over India's energy procurement choices, a precedent that could reshape India's foreign policy calculus. Realistically, India is likely to signal a gradual diversification rather than an abrupt cutoff, and Middle Eastern suppliers such as Saudi Aramco and ADNOC are already courting Indian refiners. Third, India has pledged to purchase $500 billion worth of American products over the next 5 years, that is roughly $100 billion each year. Presently, US imports into India amount to about $50 to $60 billion annually, so achieving the new target would require roughly a doubling of current levels. Where could this additional demand come from? Defense equipment tops the list: additional F-35 fighters, more P-8I maritime patrol aircraft, M777 howitzers and GF-414 engines for the Tejas Mk2 are all on the table, and the United States already stands as India's third largest arms supplier. Energy imports, especially US liquefied natural gas, could replace some of the Russian pipeline gas that India currently relies on. Civil aviation orders for Boeing aircraft, Air India and Indigo already have sizable 737 MAX orders, will add to the tally. Advanced technology, including semiconductors, defense electronics and telecommunications gear, is another growth avenue. Finally, agricultural products such as pulses, edible oils and cotton, which already flow in sizable volumes from the United States, will help fill the gap. While the 500 billion figure is a political commitment that creates accountability, whether private sector players can meet the target depends on market dynamics and policy support. Why is this deal emerging now? From India's perspective, the immediate incentives are clear. Reducing the 25% tariff offers much-needed relief to exporters strained by high duties. The agreement also dovetails with India's desire to strengthen the Quad, the quadrilateral security dialogue with the United States, Japan and Australia, thereby reinforcing its strategic alignment in the Indo-Pacific against China. Access to US semiconductor, artificial intelligence and defense technologies is another lure, as is the diplomatic capital that comes from being among the first major economies to clinch a trade understanding with the Trump administration, signaling a special partnership status. For the United States, the motivations are equally compelling. Reducing the trade deficit with India satisfies domestic political pressures on the Trump administration. Weakening India's energy ties with Russia fits into a broader strategy to isolate Moscow economically. Securing India's active participation in the Quad enhances the US's ability to counterbalance China's rise in the Indo-Pacific. Moreover, US firm eyeing a China Plus One supply chain shift see India as an attractive alternative. A smoother trade framework reduces friction for such relocation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Remember this number: India's reciprocal tariff on US-bound goods drops from 25% to 18%. Note this carefully: the additional 25% energy tariff is removed, but only if India curtails its Russian crude imports, which currently stand at about 40% of total crude imports. The commitment to buy $500 billion of American products over 5 years translates to roughly $100 billion each year. The target for an interim agreement is March 2026. Bilateral trade sits at around $190 billion annually, with India enjoying a surplus of $35 to $40 billion. India imports 85 to 88% of its crude oil, and its annual crude import bill is between $130 and $150 billion. In defense trade, the United States is now India's third largest arms supplier, with recent purchases amounting to about $20 billion. Foundational defense agreements, the Logistics Exchange Memorandum of Agreement, 2016, the Communications Compatibility and Security Agreement, 2018, and the Basic Exchange and Cooperation Agreement, 2020, underpin deeper interoperability. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, you should memorize the headline figures: the 25 to 18% tariff cut, the $500 billion purchase commitment, the 40% share of Russian crude, and the $190 billion total bilateral trade. Also note the strategic context, the Quad, the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, and the ICET, Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technology, launched in 2023. For the mains, you can discuss the tension between India's strategic autonomy doctrine and the emerging US conditionality tied to energy imports, analyze the impact of the tariff reduction on export-oriented sectors, and evaluate whether the $500 billion commitment is realistic given domestic fiscal constraints. In GS3, you might explore the architecture of India-US trade, the role of PLI, production-linked incentive, schemes in attracting US investment, and the broader implications for energy security and diversification. In summary, the 2026 India-US trade framework is more than a set of numbers, it is a strategic pivot that intertwines commerce, energy security, and geopolitical maneuvering. Understanding each component, the tariff reset, the Russian oil condition, and the massive purchase pledge will not only help you ace the UPSC examinations but also give you a clearer picture of how India is navigating its place in a rapidly shifting global order.